is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Oh God, we thank you now for all that you have done thus far. Now, as we stand to proclaim your word, Father, fill us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We may rightly divide the word of truth. Speak to me and through me, that your word will go forth. Father, as we wear our pink, Father, acknowledging Breast Cancer Awareness Month, bless those under the sound of my voice that have been affected by this disease, by themselves or family members. Father, you are still an able God. We thank you. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we pray. Amen. To the triune Godhead, to these preachers who share the task of preaching the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to these deacons and to these deaconesses, to the First Lady of our church, Sister Green, ministers' wives that are present, to these ministers of music, to this choir, let's give them a hand. God is good. So glad to see also Sister Scarlett. Bless you. She was in an accident and she went through a procedure, but God has pulled her through. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. The book of Romans, chapter 11. The book of Romans, chapter 11. Commencing at verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who have known the mind of the Lord? Or who have been his counselor, who have first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him. For of him, through him, to him, all things, to him be glory forever. Amen. I want to talk on this thought. There's no one like God. Thank you, Ursus. There is no one like God. Isaiah, the 40th chapter in verse 28 says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord, the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, he does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. How many of us have always say this, God is awesome. And I believe the word awesome carries within itself a certain feeling of wonder, a certain feeling of amazement, a certain feeling of mystery. The word awesome itself is beyond the ordinary. The word also means beyond our normal comprehension. And how many can testify that God has done some things for you that was not natural? Naturally, you and I should have been dead years ago. But I'm so glad that this God of ours, he works not only in the natural, but he also works in the supernatural. The supernatural means that he can do things that's not natural. The doctors can find one thing. You go back again, they swore they saw it, but this time they can't find it. Because God works in the supernatural. Our little minds cannot fathom the heights and the depths of God's ways. Such a word as awesome should only be reserved for God himself. For God is above all. Therefore, he is awesome. And I believe there is nothing or no one can come close to God. My brothers and sisters, if you are measuring yourself against other people, it makes you look bigger because you can measure yourself against people. But measure yourself against God. You will see that you're not as all that as you think you are. My brothers and sisters, no human can come close to the awesomeness of God. At our best, we are still but filthy rags. My brothers and sisters, when I look at God and all that God has done for you and I, God, he is so powerful, the God that can speak the world into existence. A God who can make the world out of a formless void. A God who can rescue three Hebrew boys through a fiery furnace. A God who can go down into a den of lions and tell them, I know you're hungry, but I'm going to close your mouths tonight because I have a child who's going to spend a night with you. How many can say that he is a powerful God? God who can hold back the sun while Joshua finished in battle. A God who can do all things and everything at anything, at any time. He's a God that I trust. He is the one true God. From the beginning to the ending, he is God all by himself. He created all things. All things exist by his divine power. God has no parents. God has no siblings. God has no peers. He's in a class all by himself. You can't give him advice because you can't understand him. He is perfect in all perfectness. And when I look at God and all that God has done for you and I, we should be willing to praise God. And I know it may sound like a broken record, but it wasn't broken while it was going on. When God kept us through COVID, he brought us through COVID. Now, don't get beside yourself because, COVID is still around, but it's not as effective as it once was. So don't get beside yourself to darkness going back to living the way I was living. I trusted God and I loved God then, but now it's all about me. If God can allow the COVID, you don't know what God can allow next. So it's best that we love the Lord with our whole heart. It's best that we come into the church of God with the mindset that I'm going to praise him if I got to praise him all by myself. Yeah, you look good in your pink, but you ought to thank God that you're covered in red. I wish I had somebody to testify that the blood covers a multitude. Saying there is no one like God. In verse 33, the A clause, it says, oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. Number one, write this down. There's no one like God because he knows everything there is to know. God is deeper than our minds can fathom. not only in his wisdom, but his knowledge is deeper than we know. It is deeper than our carnal minds can even imagine. There is our mental category cannot even fathom the depths of God's character. And trying to fully understand God's depth is like trying to empty the Red River with a small bucket. The more you take out, the more still exists. My brothers and sisters, I mean to tell you, before you can try to tap into the true mind of God, your bucket is too small. You can never match wits with the Creator. The text suggests that he knows everything that could ever be known. He knows everything that has been, everything that is, and everything that will be. He even knows everything that could have been, everything that could be, and everything could ever be. Not only does he knows it, but he has known it from the beginning of time. In other words, we are just beginning to know things that God has already known. I wish I had somebody to testify. You walk around hollering about, and you got to be careful using things you didn't heard people say. Because I'm too blessed to be stressed. Well, baby, I'm blessed, but I'm still stressed. How many can testify? I say, I'm blessed, preacher, but I get stressed sometimes. I'm blessed, but I have a hard time sometimes. I have a rough time sometimes. But I thank God that even that I'm stressed, I'm not going through it by myself. He is right there because he knows everything there is to know. It would be enough if God simply walked through the events of our life. But he doesn't walk through. He's already been through. Watch this. Before you get to your problem, God has already been through your problem. Your problem is new to you, but old to God. It's amazing when you look at how God operates in the past, present, and the future at the same time. He doesn't have to leave the past to be there for you in the present. He doesn't have to leave your present to get things straight for your future. He's still in your past while he's dealing with your present and preparing things for your future. And that's why it's good to stay in contact with God, because he knows the storms that's coming before the clouds even get darkened. And that's why we should praise God every chance we get, every moment we get, because he's been just that good to us. Is there anybody can testify and say, Reb, just to think about it, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, y'all would have been had my funeral years ago, but here I am. I need to tell your neighbor, I'm still here. Been lied on, but I'm still here. Been on my bed of affliction, but I'm still here. Doctors counted me out. Family wrote out obituaries, but I'm still here. God goes ahead of us, clearing the way for us, arranging the details of our life for us before we get there.
Thank you, God.
Y'all didn't hear what I said. He's there before us, arranging the details and deliverance you're gonna need even before you get into trouble. He's already preparing the doctor for the knowledge to heal your body before you even get sick. Do you really believe that what you're going through is catching God by surprise? Do you really believe that the struggle that you're having, God didn't know about it already? And see, this is the prayer you need to pray. God, since you knew it was going to happen, show me the way out of the thing that you have already prepared for me. That's why you got to praise God while you're in it, because he's already made a way for your deliverance. While you're living in the present, he's working your future. And see, that's why people can't hold you hostage with your past. Because God have already worked in your past on your behalf. So why is it that you allowing people to bring down your mood because they bring up your past? And so when they bring up your past, all you got to do is bring them to your present. Let me help you with that. When they bring up what you've done, bring them up to what you've done and where you are right now. Yeah, baby, you're right. I did that. But the one thing you didn't get, somebody must didn't give you this text. I got on my knees and asked the Lord to forgive me. And he's given me a brand new start. So if you want, Paul, don't get this part of the story. You need to know the whole story. Not only does he knows everything there is to know, because there's none like him, but then secondly, there's no one like God, because he knows why everything happens. Look at 33b and c. It says, how unsearchable is his judgments, and his paths are beyond tracing out. God leaves, watch this, no footprints behind him. You cannot tell where God has been, and you cannot tell where he's going. He leaves no track, no trail to follow. That means that life will happen and things will happen that we don't understand, but we need to trust God anyway. Sickness, accidents, violent crimes, sudden financial collapses, these things are going to happen. But God says, trust me in spite of. Bad weather, tornadoes, tsunamis, hurricanes, these things are going to happen. Lives were going to be lost. But God says, trust me anyway. And my question to you is, how far does your trust with God go? Do you only trust God when you get to church? Or do you trust God when hell is all around you? Do you only trust God when you got your money, your pockets lined with money, money all in the bank, all bills paid, and you still got money left over? Or do you trust God when you don't have nothing in your pocket, the bank is low, your change is strained, money is funny, and bill collectors are still calling you every day? Do you still trust God then? Do you trust God when everybody just loving on you, shaking your hand, hugging you every Sunday? Or do you trust God when he walk past you and act like you don't exist? Don't even shake your hand, go past you, act like they don't see you, to go way out the way. Do you still trust God then? That's why David said, I'm sick and tired of this foolishness, this praising God when things are going wrong right. David said, I just made up my mind. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually. Three things that no one can do. Look at verses 34 and 35. I'm going to get you there. Look at these three things. Verse 34, it says, for who have known the mind of God, or who have been his counselor? No one can explain God, because no one knows the mind of God. No one can counsel God, because who is qualified to be God's counselor? Job tried. But God said, Job, where were you when I laid the foundation of the world? Where were you when I grabbed nothing because there was nothing for me to grab? Where were you, Job, when I grabbed the nothing and hung it on nothing because there was nothing for me to hang it on? Where were you, Job, when I told nothing to hang there until I tell it to move because it had nothing to hang on? It came from nowhere because there was nowhere for me to get it from. I still made it, and it's still existing right now. So if God said, if I can do all that when you wasn't around, then who you think you are to take me into counsel? I hope y'all got it, because it will not be repeated. Who can be his counselor? Eugene Peterson said it like this. He says, is there anyone smart enough to tell God what he needs to do? That's why in our prayer we have to be very careful about sending God places. God, go to the hospital. God ain't your errand boy. God, go to the nursing home. Well, why are you going to tell God to go where he already is? He's already there waiting on you to show up to give a word to somebody. God told you to go, but you want to tell God that he needs to go. And one thing to think about God and all that he's done for us and how far he went to save us. He gave us his only begotten son. So there's no one like God, not only because he knows everything there is to know and he knows why everything happens, but then third and finally, He knows that what he does, he will get the glory in the end. Look at verse 36. For him, through him, to him, all things to him be glory forever and ever. For him, because he's the source of all things. To him, because he is the sustainer of all things. To him be all thing and glory, because he's the supreme purpose for all things. And to him be glory forever. Amen. In yesterday's tears, today's rejoicing, and tomorrow's adventure, I still give him the glory. In heaven and earth, I give him the glory. God woke me up this morning. But I'm going to take it a little further. Not only I'm rejoicing because he woke me up this morning, I'm rejoicing because he made a morning for me to wake up to. When I see the sunlight, it is God who made the light to shine. When I feel the wind blowing, it is God who made the wind blow. You know, when you hear the birds singing, you want to praise God when you hear the birds singing. You want to know why? Because God, the one who wrote the song. God sacrificed Jesus, resurrected Jesus for you and me. And I asked, Sister Tate would always sing, my God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken, gives me strength when I'm weakened. Praise his holy name. My God is awesome. Jehovah Rapha, he's my shepherd. Jehovah Jireh, he's my provider. Jehovah Shalom, he's my peace. Jehovah Rapha, he's my healer. Jehovah Teskenu, he's my righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, he is my banner. Jehovah Makadesh, he is my sanctifier. Jehovah Elohim, he is the Most High. How many know that God is able? How many know that God can make a way out of no way? How many believe that if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you would have been dead, sleeping in your grave? But somebody got on their knees and had a little talk with Jesus on your behalf. And when you wasn't fitting to live, when you wasn't fitting to die, the Lord answered their prayer. And here you are right now in the house of the Lord. You should be praising God. I thank God because God can get simple things and get significance out of them. And when you look at what God is and who he is, God is made in three parts. God is the Father, he's the Son, and he is the Holy Spirit. Ain't it something how the Lord can use threes? There are three divisions of time. There's past, there's present, and there is future. There are three dimensions that make up a solid. Is height, length, and breadth. There are three patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus had three in his inner circle, Peter, James, and John. God have a threefold attributes. He's omnipotent, He's omniscient and he's omnipresent. Jesus, he started at age 30 his ministry. He ministered for 3 years. He died at age 33. He hung on the cross 3 hours, from the 6th to the 9th hour. There was a subscription written above his head in 3 languages. It was Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. He stayed in the grave 3 days, and he got up with all power in your hand. Is there anybody here? No, God can work with threes. There are 3 things that God is working in your life. He's working in your past. He's working in your present. He's working in your future. Now, I don't know which level of three that you praise God for, but I praise the Lord for all three. He kept me in my past when I didn't care about the Lord God Almighty, when I didn't have no God in my heart, no weapon in my hand. I praise him because he still kept me. The word said it ends with all glory belongs to the Lord. Is there anybody here want to give God glory how he kept you in your past? So drunk, didn't know how you got home. It was the Lord keeping you. You tried drugs, but you didn't get hooked. It was the Lord, he was keeping you. You got in a wreck, should have been dead, but here you are, still alive. Somebody here been on your bed with cancer, the thing that's been taking people out, but here you are. He healed your body, and he said, in return, just give me glory. Is there anybody want to give him glory for what he's done in your past? There's a second one. I got to give him glory for what he's doing right now. He's regulating